You're listening to the Worship Leaders Podcast, a podcast to help equip worship leaders with tools, ideas, and insight to build a successful worship ministry. Visit our website at www.worshipleadersnetwork.com. If you'd like to email us, click on the email link, and we would love to hear from you. Welcome to the Worship Leaders Podcast, episode number one. My name's Jimmy Aldridge. I'm coming to you from the studio in Conroe, Texas, just north of Houston. I am a worship pastor, and this podcast, as stated, is to try and help worship leaders and worship pastors alike to build a successful worship ministry. Now, I by no means claim to have the most successful worship ministry. We have a good one, and we're always growing. Worship ministry is an organic thing. It's always growing and changing and moving. And so, but the purpose of this podcast is to help us as worship leaders come together, to give us a place to come together. And if we have questions, if we have comments, suggestions, and or whatever, I want this to be a forum where we can do that. I really feel like it's important for worship leaders, worship pastors all across the nation, all across the world, all around the world, to be able to connect with each other and to be able to help each other and sharpen each other. I remember one time going to a worship conference and was going to a technology type session at this conference, a big conference. And I remember this guy was at a little church of about 500 people, and he said that he asked a question and said that we're looking to try and put the words on the screen, and we also want to put our pastor on the video screen with cameras, you know, and so we're trying to figure out how to do that. And at this conference, this guy says, well, if you can't spend about $60,000, a minimum of $60,000 to do this, then you don't need to be doing it. And you should have seen the look on the guy's face. It was unbelievable. And I remember saying, wow, that's just, that blew me away. And, you know, for most worship ministries, you don't have a budget of $60,000, you know, in 5 years, let alone in 1 year. And so I caught the guy afterward and said, look, man, I know it's expensive. Yes, it is expensive to get into doing that and to do it very well. Then yes, you will have to spend a lot of money, but you can do it. You can do it well on a shoestring budget. And so I kind of shared with him what we had done and how that we were a mobile church at one time and we had to do it on a shoestring budget. And so there are ways to do what you're wanting to do in worship ministry, to improve your worship ministry and not have to spend a bunch of money. Believe me, I know what it's like to be on a tight budget. Okay, we can't let budget be our constraint on everything. We got to be able to think outside the box sometimes and move in that direction. And so that's what this podcast is going to be dedicated to, is to help us think outside the box in some areas. If you have any questions, if you have comments, if you have suggestions, if you have things that you want to talk about, if you would like to be a guest on the podcast, man, I would love that. Visit our website at www.worshipleadersnetwork.com. That's www.worshipleadersnetwork.com. I know it's a long name. But anyway, click on the website there. Click on the email link that's on the left-hand side down on the bottom and email me and let me know what you would like to do, what you would like to talk about. And we will go from there. Again, if you want to do an interview, I would love to set up a time to interview you. We could do it via telephone. We could do it via the internet. And there are lots of different ways to do it. That's what this podcast is going to be about, helping us innovate, take things to the next level. Because this, what we do, worship leaders, listen to me real quick. What we do is extremely important. I think Bill Hybels says it the best. Bill Hybels is the senior pastor at Willow Creek Church up in South Barrington, Illinois. He says, what we do, the things that we do on a weekend is life and death. Life and death hang in the balance of what we do. It's very important. I'm extremely passionate about worship and how we can innovate worship. And I feel it burning in me even more today. And something that I feel like that we as worship leaders and worship pastors have got to take this thing to the next level, because the local church is definitely the answer for the world. And whenever worship leaders whenever people come into our into the church buildings, that our prospective church buildings, if you start your services like we do, where you start off with your praise and worship, when people come in from the outside, you are the first thing that they see. You are the first representation of the ministry of God. You are the first. You are the first thing that they have to come in contact with to help open their hearts and prepare their hearts to be able to hear the word of God. It's extremely important, and so I'm very passionate about that. And I think you're going to see that in episodes to come. So anyway, I'll stop preaching now. basically, I want to talk about today is one of the things that I think that as worship leaders, we've got to come to the realization to is that we've got to be organized. Organization does not come naturally for me. It's something that I have to work on. And those that work with me and work around me will tell you that I am not organized, but they will tell you that I am a lot better than what I used to be. So you got one of the things I would tell you is definitely surround yourself with the right kind of people. You got to make sure that the people you surround yourself with share your passion. You got to make sure that they share your vision. Just like a senior pastor has to make sure that his staff on his church have to catch a hold of his vision and work toward that vision. The same thing with the people that surround you. You've got to make sure that the people that you surround yourself with have the same passion that you do, the same passion to make things work, the same passion to make things better, to innovate. And they can't be afraid of change. If they're afraid of change, then they don't truly want to innovate, because innovation and change go hand in hand. So I get off my soapbox on that. But one thing that we started doing here several years ago that helped us tremendously is we did what we call an order of service. And it's it's an Excel spreadsheet that we created, an order of service, and we go down, this is what's going to happen at pre-service. And I'll just read off mine, and I'll put if you want to click on our website right now at www.worshipleadersnetwork.com, you can click on the order of service sample, and it'll be right there for you, and you can click on it and look and see. This is what our basic generic order of service looks like, and it just kind of helps us to realize, okay, this is what's coming up next. So we're a pretty media intensive church here. Our congregation is about 3,500, so we have four cameras that run on a Sunday. And, you know, and we have several different people. We have a technical director, we have camera operators, we have audio engineers, we have backstage people that work with us. And so, and a pastor, an executive pastor, everybody has to be on the same page and know what's coming up. There's sometimes that we will do drama elements, and we will have special music. We do announcements by video. All of our announcements are done via video. So we have video announcements that run. And it's just those different kinds of things. So the order of service helps us to streamline and to make sure that we are all on the same page. So if you want to click on the website and look at that, you can. If you would like for us to send one of those to you, that we can do that. Just email me and we will send one to you. Before we go on this podcast, finish up today's episode, I wanted to read something to you from Ephesians 5:16. It's a very short scripture. Basically, it says, making the very most of the time. Basically, what that's saying is make the best use of your time. Our services are 1 hour long on Sunday, and we do multiple services, so we have to do it that way. So we have a very short period of time to get everything done. So what I'm always telling my people on our worship team is that this is extremely important. Like I said before, this is extremely important what we do on Sunday morning. It's life or death. Life and death hangs in the balance of what we do. If we're not prepared, if we are not making the best use of our time, then we're wasting time. And I'm trying not to preach, but I want you to understand the passion of worship that I have for worship, and that's why that I'm doing this podcast, is to help us do this. I want to read this little poem for you. I really like this. It's, "The shadow of my finger cast divides the future from the past. Before it stands the unborn hour, in darkness and beyond thy power. Behind its unreturning line, the vanished hour, no longer thine.
One hour alone is in thy hands, the now on which the shadow stands. We have a short period of time, folks. We got to make the most of our time. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope that in some small way that this short episode, our first episode, has helped you in some way. Email us. Click on our email link. If you go to www.worshipleadersnetwork.com, click on the email link, email us, let us know what you'd like to talk about. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, we would love to help you out. Be sure to check back on the website often. We are going to start posting some different things, some different resources that we found, some different things that we have used, and that we think work great, things that we love. If you have any questions, hey, what do you guys use? What are you doing there? Hey, email me. I'd love to hear from you. All right. Have a blessed day. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Worship Leaders Podcast. If you'd like to contact us, log on to our website at www.worshipleadersnetwork.com. Click on our email link and email us. We would love to hear from you.